North Face among sponsors of LGBTQ camp where 12-year-olds can perform and drag. By Amy Furr on April 4, 2024. The North Face sponsors an LGBTQ camp where children as young as 12 can perform and drag, and housing and bathrooms are genderless. The Daily Wire reported Wednesday that Camp Brave Trails, which has locations in California and New York, is also supported by the shoe companies Tom's, Chaco, and Brooks. The outlet added that the North Face has been a longtime sponsor of the camp and, a few years ago, said it had donated more than $70,000 to help the camp. The Wire report pointed to a video of young campers, which shows one wearing a green wig and applying makeup and another dancing while holding a fan. According to the camp's website, at Camp Brave Trails, we cultivate an atmosphere where our campers can truly flourish, free from the anxiety of having to justify their identities or facing the risk of exclusion. We help our campers find their people, place, and passion. During their time at camp, our campers encounter supportive LGBTQ+ adult mentors, forge lifelong friendships, receive leadership training, and, of course, enjoy loads of fun activities. The camp's website says its mission is to build the next generation of LGBTQ leaders. One of the directors said the camp provides young people with education that includes LGBTQ+ history, anti-racism, and knowing their rights. In a 2022 social media post, Brave Trails announced it had been chosen to participate in a special charitable giving campaign, sponsored and funded by Target. During an appearance on The Kelly Clarkson Show, camp founders Kayla and Jessica Weisbuch said the camp's housing and bathrooms are genderless, and leadership asks young campers for their names and pronouns, according to the Wire article. One of the campers explained during the interview, "I was able to perform, do drag, I was able to do so many activities." In May, Breitbart News reported that people were calling to boycott the North Face after it released an ad highlighting a drag queen who encouraged customers to come out into nature. Meanwhile, Target stores were seen peddling the transgender agenda with sales of tuck-friendly bathing suits for males who wish to mimic females and light-binding swim apparel for females, the report also noted.